This is Passport to Texas. Most dogs like to work, and Pete Coppolillo is hiring. He's the executive director of Working Dogs for Conservation in Bozeman, Montana. Since the mid-1990s, his organization has trained dogs as non-invasive alternative methods for collecting data on hard-to-find wildlife.
By non-invasive, I mean we don't have to capture them, we don't have to handle them, you don't even have to see them.
Then just how are researchers using dogs?
The idea is we train a dog to find their scat, usually, which to non-biologists is a polite word for poop.
By detecting scat, the dogs help researchers determine the range, sex, and diet, among other things, of certain wildlife species. Pete said they first trained dogs to sniff out grizzly bear and wolf scat, but didn't stop there.
Dogs can do everything from scat to live animal work to invasive weeds and even invertebrates like emerald ash borer. They can find their larvae or their eggs and even aquatic invasives like zebra and quagga mussels to inspect boats because the mussels can be in cracks or inside where a visual inspection can't see them. Or the dogs can even detect the veligers, which are microscopic larvae that we can't see.
Not all dogs are suited to this work, and we'll have more on that tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.